I've been waiting to say this for a while. Good morning, Senator Schimpf.
Oh, good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on. It sounds good to hear you call me that.
Yeah. You got the business cards yet? You got the stationery? I mean,
do not have the business cards yet. I'm going to find out what office I have in the Capitol today, and then we can move forward on that.
Yeah. You got to know where the bathrooms are before you know how to go to work, really, don't you?
That's the important part. I figured out where the bathrooms are, how to get to the Senate chamber. So the two basic needs are taken care of. So I'm good. I'm just looking forward to doing some work.
Yesterday, as you were sworn in at noon by the governor, there had been a swirl of the Senate saying, look, you guys can't get along. Madigan and Rauner can't get along. The House can't do it. We've got a plan. We've been working on a plan, and here it is. What do you know about this plan? What are your concerns about this plan? Because when I read this, my first impression once I read it all was, oh, this is a negotiating stance. There's still a lot of talk to go on. That's kind of where I left it, I think, after reading the information.
I don't think the plan is final by any means, and I don't have a lot of information none of that was negotiated on my watch. I am very optimistic that at least we're talking now where we have areas that leaders of both parties can find agreement. That is a positive step. There are some details in the plan that have leaked out that I've heard about that I'm not crazy about, but I'm very optimistic, very positive that the fact that at least we have the leaders saying that, hey, we can agree on stuff, because honestly, there is a lot of areas that we can find bipartisan agreement on, and we're going to have to start working together first, and then once we do that, then I think we can come to an agreement, and that's what we've got to have. There's been just too much uncertainty. We do need a budget. We do need, more importantly, we need the reforms to make our state competitive. But this is a glimmer of light. This is some hope, because this is the first time we've had leadership saying that we can agree on stuff.
All right. Paul, I don't know if you know this about, but I struggle very hard with being an optimist. It's not exactly my nature. I'm not, but I try very hard because, I feel better when I'm optimistic. So you say there's hope. You're optimistic, and I'm a pessimist. Infect me with optimism. What do you see that causes you optimism?
Well, you look at what we've been doing for the past 2 years, which has been our leadership has been at loggerheads. They have not been able to come to an agreement on really anything of substance. So the fact that they are saying, that Leader Redonio, Senate President Cullerton are saying that we have an agreement, that is an important first step. And because they have found that, hey, look, there is some stuff that we can agree on, that is something that I think should give us all cause for optimism. It was a long ceremony at the inauguration yesterday. There were a lot of speeches, but the speeches that I heard were not the let's draw lines in the sand. It was let's work together. You mentioned, I am a half glass half full kind of guy. That's just the way I am. I think you have to be that if you're gonna be involved in politics. But I think the fact that that our leaders are starting to say, look, we can come to an agreement, that's going to allow us to really work together. And, this state, we may not be able to come to what I view as a perfect agreement, but I'm not going to let perfect become the enemy of the good enough. We need to move our state forward. We need a budget so that people can rely on. And most importantly, we need the reforms that will make businesses and the job creators say, look, we want to come back to Illinois.
You know what's interesting is when I listen to you, I'm thinking, if I'm a senator, if I'm a House of Representatives member, do I have to come to the conclusion that we are desperate, that acting like we aren't is counterproductive, and then acting accordingly? It doesn't mean that we put the women and the children in the boats. I mean, I'm not talking about that kind of issue, but there has to come the realization of the dire straits that so many people are in. But here's the thing, Paul. Read the Chicago Tribune article on this. And there were three things that got me concerned. One, personal income tax, The rate of 3.75, moving to 4.95, personal income tax. Corporate, 5.25 to 7%, all right? And the third thing that really got my hackles up was borrowing $7 billion for back bills. These things kind of, especially like personal income tax, because you and I both know, right, that people running away from Illinois. Well, you're looking at 4.95, Indiana, it's 3.3. In Kentucky, it's a sliding scale starting at 2 or 2.2, sliding up to 6, depending on your income. You look around, this is high. Alabama has 7. They dropped it to 6.95. There are 7 states that don't even have personal income tax. But that 3.75 to 4.95, permanent change, not a temporary, not a just till we get the bills paid, that bothers me quite a bit.
It would certainly be something that would be tough to swallow. It's something that concerns me as well. What I'm going to look at in this whole package is what reforms are going to be there that are going to make the job creators want to come to Illinois.
Because that's the good one, Paul, right
there. That's really what the key is. I'm a small government guy. I'm not a fan of tax hikes. But the reality is, you have to compromise in order to get some kind of a solution. There are not. I'm one of 59 senators, and there aren't 58 other Paul Shimps up here with the same
right.
ideological views as me. What I'm going to be focused on is, how can I answer the question? Is this going to make Illinois a more attractive state for the job creators? Because that is the crucial question: is what can we get? What can we do to get the job creators to come back to Illinois? If there's a tax increase involved in that, that may just be reality. But it really, I'm not going to support a tax increase that disproportionately burdens our region. I'm not going to support a tax increase, that's not accompanied by the necessary reforms to make our state more attractive.
I thought that was interesting because, see, I had a very similar conclusion upon reading this article. In one, you talk about making the state more attractive, 5.25 to 7, a 1.75% increase in corporate income tax when we already have some of the highest in the country. That's not going to help. But I was looking at that as a body of work, and I wondered if I was going to have to pay 4.95 in personal income tax. I looked at what the Senate's deal was, and I said, what's in there for me? And as far as I can tell, what's in there for me is freezing property taxes. That's it. That was my takeaway, Paul. But like I said, that's from the information available to me.
Well, and I don't have all the information. I just started yesterday. It's something where I'm going to take a good hard look at it. But if we're just doing the same as what we've done in the past, which is jack up tax rates and increase the size of government, that's not something that I would be willing to support. So I'm gonna take a good hard look at this package. It's not, to my understanding, I don't think it is a final package. I think it's just a starting point. But I'm gonna be looking at it through two lenses. Whether it's good for our region and whether or not it makes Illinois, particularly Southern Illinois, a more attractive place for the job creators to come.
Yeah, when I saw 4.95, I said, oh, that's what that is. 4.95, that's a negotiating point. That'll go down. That's literally when I saw 4.95, because I know the governor made a reference, I think, late last year that income tax, nothing above 5, there's no way I'd ever support it, but I need my turnaround agenda addressed. And he had put kind of a ceiling on 5. 5 is high from a state-to-state average, and depending on how you look at states. And that the information, by the way, from the taxfederation.org, if you want to go take a look at it, it's really got some good information there. But I thought 4.9, maybe it'll go to 4, maybe it'll be 4.10 by the time. Negotiation, as you said. For your district, there is the imperative when it comes to the budget itself. But are there other items that you hope to accomplish in the coming days or maybe get started on a legislative process? Are there other things that can be done intrinsically by you for your district that you're looking forward to accomplish that you can share with us today?
Well, the thing that I'm going to have to do in order to be a successful advocate for the 58th Senate District is I need to forge some relationships, build relationships with the other senators, the other representatives that are up here. So that's going to be my number one priority. And I'm still working on getting a few of the district offices stood up and set to go. But I need to build relationships with the other state senators so that I can have and Dave Luchtefeld is a very tough act to follow. I don't know that I'm ever going to be able to fill those shoes completely, but I want to be able to have the same kind of level of respect that he had, where if he said something, the other state senators listened to him. I think that's what you have to have in order to be an effective advocate for the region. You have to be able to explain to the other state senators and to the administration, hey, this is why the shooting complex is critical. This is why, we have to support the Southern Illinois coal industry. If I'm going to be an effective advocate, I've got to forge some relationships and have good working relationships first with the other senators. So that's going to be one of my biggest priorities here in the near term, is just getting to know and establish good relationships with my fellow senators.
Send them all a bottle of barbecue sauce from 17th Street.
It might be too hot for a few of the Chicago folks.
Oh no, we'll work some around them, and then we'll invite them over to a pig roast. If you think that's important, I'm ready to jump in and help because listening to you speak. You got to build a power base, and you've got a power base, voters, but you have to have another power base, a power base of associates, like-minded people, and even people who do not think like you, where you can find common ground to achieve goals. And that is, I think, the crux. I mean, I've been reading a couple of books, and when I start thinking about my life and what I do in business, I've stopped thinking about money so much as I have about relationships. And that's where the work is truly done. And listening to you speak, I feel a lot better about the way I'm beginning to think.
Well, the Cardinal great Stan Musial, who said something along the lines of, a truly rich man is somebody who is held in high esteem by the people that count. To be well thought of by good people is the most valuable commodity. So reputation, the working relationships, my opinion, that is more important than money. But that's something that I'm going to focus on. I'm going to work as hard as I can up here. I'm always going to tell the people of the 58th Senate District the truth. I'm going to be a state senator that they can be absolutely proud of, and I'm going to do my best to be an advocate for southwestern Illinois.
It's interesting, Paul. I was talking to Senator Luchtefeld yesterday, day before yesterday, and I said, I was told a story that, when you walk on the floor, that when Coach walks on the Senate floor, everybody stops and listens. And he played it that, well, I don't talk very often, so when I do, they listen. And I have an idea that it may be somewhat more complicated than that. So, hey, Paul, good, best of luck. What's the plan? Are in session today, again tomorrow, or?
We are in session today, really only to do the limited activity of picking desks and offices, which in my case, you'll get a kick out of this. Picking is kind of a misnomer. Since I'm low in terms of seniority, being a newbie here, I will pretty much get what is given to me at the end. But there are no bad offices in the Illinois Capitol. If you've got an office in the Illinois Capitol, you can represent the people of your district. So I'm looking forward to that. And then we're off for about a week while they move the offices around, get everything set up, and then it's the end of the month is when we come back and really, really hit it hard.
Before I let you go today, Paul, just a theory from years of observation and reading and things, that there are two things that you can do to people, and I've changed over the years. I was just telling you how about relationships and how I view them now. I've always cherished them, but now they take even more of my relationships, and I cherish them even more and try to grow more. But as over time, there are two things you can do to people that really hurt them, make them not like you, make them unhappy. One is fear. The other is humiliation. When you look at the state of Illinois, we have both combinations in play. We fear that social services will not be handled. We fear that the education system won't be properly funded. We fear that colleges and payrolls will fail there. And then when you look out that we're the only state to go this long without a budget, The source of ridicule, the highest unemployment, you know, there, the city with the largest fiscal stress, Financial Times, Chicago. You've got some of the highest poverty in the state here in the area. When you look at the situation that we live in, fear, what's going to happen next, state of Illinois in action. Two, humiliation that you're subjected to when you realize that you live in a state that's not doing well and maybe one of the most dysfunctional states. And arguably so, I can prove it, no budget, that the people now are looking for the optimism and hope and change that you spoke of earlier. It's getting it to manifest in this less than comfortable arena in Springfield that I see as the challenge for you.
Well, I think it's something that all the elected officials, you know, maybe there's one or two exceptions, but I think all of us realize that the time for games and partisanship is long past. It is time to work together. I was very, very happy with what I heard on the Senate floor yesterday. I'm very optimistic about, you know, the chances of getting some kind of an agreement now. You know, I'm hopeful that it will be something that I can support. And I just think that, you know, Illinois can't stay down forever. There's just too much. There's too much talent. There are too many resources. We've got a lot of natural resources. We've got just great people in this state. I'm optimistic. I think that our best days are still ahead.
Senator Paul Shimp. Thank you, Paul.